in Gimel on the base. Amen. Papi boy, Rabbi Barabai, Rabbi Lozich, Rabbi Mishmas, Arthur Shek. He needs no introduction. We have Nachman. Where?
Shmuel David Shal.
Have Nachman Amar? One, two, three, four, five, six. We have Nachman Amar. Bekoitz Aj, Bekoitz Lechalol. So go right there. Six lines above.
Nun Gimel on the base.
Nun Gimel on the base.
Six lines
for the bar. Six lines. Rav Nachman Amar, the Kites Aj, the Kites. If there's a thorn that's perforated, what? It perforated, what are we talking about? Talking about the
went through the Kana.
Okay, the windpipe. Aj, all the way through the hollow in the area. Bedrusa mishayadim basar keneged b'nei minayim. When it comes to bedrusa, when an animal has been attacked, it has to go all the way until the basar bedrusa.
What are you talking about attacking here?
When an animal has been
yesterday, sure.
There's been under attack. An animal has been
Zaver lion.
A wolf thrusts its nails into the cavity of the body. So the Rashi says, ad sheyadimu pein atzmon, ad sheyadimu. Okay, that's the shear. The shear is that
when it's a needle that goes into the windpipe.
Okay, so not the windpipe, because the windpipe becomes actually not the chalol avol hagil lechalol. Yesh locha shema nikvu hadakin uvibedika yevshav nesh a nekev dak nikar bohem. Now here's the problem. Koitz is so thin.
So
there's really no way to determine if the koitz really made a nekev.
That's why you need
the koitz actually tinokev lechalol. You have to mamish see the needle mamish, the koitz, the thorn actually has to be present. In order to determine this animal is a triv, you have to actually open up the animal, you have to actually see that the thorn is there and the thorn has perforated the inside of the stomach or one of the dak and all the different types of... We're not discussing over here the windpipe, because the windpipe, the shear is roif. It cannot possibly be.
So that's why if it will be veshet, it's mashu. So right. Nothing to talk about.
So we're discussing the stomachs.
Into the hollow of the animal.
In the hollow. You have to actually open up the animal in order to declare the animal to be a triv. You have to actually see that the thorn is actually has perforated the inside of the cavity.
But how do you know that the animal ingested the case to begin with?
What do you mean ingest?
How do you know that a koitz went into this animal in the first
you
place?
You see it.
How do you see
it? You see it. You do a bedika.
Oh, you do a bedika. Okay.
You do a bedika and you discover the koitz. You discover there's a koitz. So the halach is ad shetinokev lechalol. Rashi, the koitz ad shetinokev lechalol, avlegiel lechalol. Let's say it reaches there, but you don't see the actual perforation. Yesh locha shema nikvu hadakin. That the dakin is nikvu. Dakin,
so it's a traitor. So once it gets into the halal, shows over, game's over.
Let's take a quick look over here. Let's see what state over here in the picture very quickly. That daf nun gimel amid beis. Okay, nun gimel nun beis.
Is in the next case. Bedrusa mishiyarim also can I get nine. Zochrei, the first case is also a traitor.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. Let's take a look. I have my mamash no idea. Nun gimel amid beis. Here we go. Drusa shamu gimel negev beis achalav kolkolav. Afilu b'nizem. Okay, next gemara. Boyevo smamash nidaldolu. Next gemara. The koitz. Here it is. Here's the picture. Okay, let's get everything out of the way. Some spill over here. The koitz. Here it is. Here's the picture. The koitz ad shetinokev lechalol avigil lechalol, no good. What's the case? Here's the thorn. Yesh lochosh. Where's the thorn? Here are the intestines. Here's the bnei meayim. Okay, all the different stomachs and the rectum, colon, and
where's
the animal. Here's the thorn. Here it is. Right here. This little zach. See this little zach? That's called the koitz. So yesh lochosh shema nikvu hadakin. To make a bedika, it's not possible. Because
this came in from the outside of the behemoth, nothing to do with the kana, nothing to do with the veshet, came in from the outside. So once it went into the halal, short game over.
But let's say it did not go into the halal. Ad shetinakev lechalol, aval he has to be shetinakev lechalol, aval higia lechalol. Okay, let's say it only reaches yesh lochush shema.
No, not only reaches.
There are two different madregas. There is something called higia, and there's something called nikvay. There are two different madregas. So what are we coming to say? What are the two possibilities?
That's what happened. That's what happened.
And therefore what? Therefore what's halacha?
It's treifet, so it shows over.
Beer, let's see. Beer, b'taisakosh, hefresh bein derusa l'koitz, she'aras the poison, she'aras the poison, kol she'yesh l'm... Yeah, there was. I had a Gemara over here. I had one over here for you. Oh, yeah, you took it over there. Okay, let's see it over here. Okay, I got it now. Okay, half a sheish ben drisa l'koyt she'ares kol she'ishlo v'edin basar treifa v'yaf al pishlo sheloi nikva atziparin l'cholol. Even though they're not living in the love of the koyt, ad she'tinotiv mamish l'cholol v'chol shem 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 negav l'chol nevarm.
Find something?
There you go.
Yeah, sit here. I'm
going to
move over there.
Yeah,
show pictures.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Let's get another picture book.
Sorry.
Nun
Gimel on the
base. Thank you. Here explains differences. We have Drusa. Drusa, Zay rejects the poison.
Nun Gimel.
Looks like you were looking for.
We have.
Thank you very much. I wouldn't bring it over if I didn't have one.
Thank you very much. You would.
Nun Gimel on the back.
Somebody sent me a link. It was supposed to be to a Shia.
Was it a link?
It was a Shia. It was a link to a zip file. With 30 Shia, which you're not supposed to send. So first thing I did is I downloaded it. Every single one then. Do you know what the link was to? It's very vague. I said, could you send me a legend? I should know which year is which. He says, you downloaded them all? I said, what do you think? I'm crazy. I'll first tell you about it and then.
Did I miss a lot?
No, you missed nothing. You missed absolutely nothing. Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Once I got it, I don't ask any questions.
Don't give them all my bells, yeah.
Okay, here's the point.
Which line? I'm sorry.
Got a picture over here. Look at the picture. Shin and Gimel. Yeah. The point over here is like this. If there is a drusa,
bottom,
six lines bottom. Nachman Amar Bekoitz. Ad sheti nakev lechalol. It's not going to be a, now when he says ad bedru. I mean, it has to mamish be a drusa. In order to be a treifa, there has to be an actual. No, I understand now. It has to be an actual perforation. Now the point is now why? Because there's no poison. If an animal is a drusa, there's a ze'ev which injects its poison into the animal, even if the nails of the animal did not actually enter into the halal of the animal, it doesn't matter.
That's
a comparison. He's coming to compare the two cases.
There's two cases over here.
There's a koitz, and then there's a drusa.
Right.
A drusa, and both of these things, we have a situation where something sharp has been injected into the body, into the cavity of the body. When it comes to a drusa, a zay that has poison in its nails, even if the nails did not puncture the inside of the evarim, it's a treif. Why? Because the poison spreads. even if he just, the animal, the zev, puts on the surface of the skin, a mashahu, a scratch, the poison it injects spreads to the inside of the blood, the animal's like dead. As halacha l'moshe misinai, a drusa is a treifa. It's one of the 18 things listed in the first Mishnah. A drusa is a treifa. And the point of a drusa being a treifa means you don't need it to penetrate the inside, because the ikar yisod of the drusa is the poison. But a koitz, there is no poison. So what do you need for a koitz? You need it to mamish, perforate the inside. Now, my nafkamina, the nafkamina is when it comes to a koitz, even if you taka don't see it go mamish all the way inside, it's going to be a trefa no matter what, as long as there's a chashash, because since a koitz is so small, it's so teeny, we don't really know, there's no really was to determine exactly what happened. A thorn. And when
that's Rashi means,
it doesn't have to mamish perfect, because we don't know, it's a suffix.
Doesn't have to go completely in.
Because the chashash is that it did go completely in, and then it was withdrawn. And we just cannot make the determination because we can't see. It's hard for us to see what happened. But when it comes to the poison, the drusa there, it's not a matter of the nails being injected to the inside cavity. It's a matter of the poison being injected into the bloodstream.
Correct.
So how do you know that there was a release of poison?
If the
flesh turns red, that means there was an injection of poison.
Right.
So it's entirely, when halacha l'moshe, we say we have two different halachas.
Yeah.
There is nikva, there is a hole, and there is drusa.
Yeah.
The rules of nikva and drusa are completely different. Nikva means there's an actual perforation, and drusa means there is no perforation, but there is an injection of poison.
Right. So how do you understand this Rashi over here?
Once it reached lechalal, yesh locha shema nikvu b'dakin. Uvi b'dikah yev shema b'nesh e nekev nedak b'nikvu b'nikvu
b'nikvu. Sorry, what's a dakin again?
Dakin is the intestines. Okay, now the next round, now, b'sbasima, this is right to me tomorrow.
Oh, so the Gemara, so b'dusa, b'shadim mas basa.
Kenegeb e'minayim. It doesn't have to be mamash being injected. You don't have to have the mamash, the nails go into the cavity. As long as there's a scratch on the outside and the basa turns red, that's an indication
poison.
That poison has been released from the nails of the creature, and now the animal is going to die from the poison.
And what happens if it's not kenegeb e'minayim? Let's say he scratched him chalaisa over here, which is not kenegeb e'minayim. Why are we giving a case of maybe?
That's exactly what the Gemara is coming to teach us, that drusa is not stam drusa. Drusa means it has to be a drusa in an area that's connected one of the internal organs, one of the critical organs. Maybe that's what it's coming to say. That's what it says. Bidrusa mishyadim basar kineged b'nei. We're coming to limit what it says in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah is drusa, one of the yudches trefas, that's the kineged b'nei. Rav Zvid Master has a different interpretation. He disagrees. Bidrusa mishyadim basar.
No, then that part is agreeing.
That he agrees, but he's coming to compare it to the one of the Master. But the simon, his Mishnah was, when it comes to the simonim, so if let's say the zeiv, it puts its claws in opposite the simonim, the kone or the veshet. At shayadimu simonim atzmam. Rashi, b'simon dorsa basimonin. Let us say the ze'ev thrust its nails into the vicinity of the animal, the neck of the animal where the simonim are. So when do you know that the animal is a treifa? Avol mishum hadomas bosor. Just because the neck area got red because of the injection, because of what the Zev did, that does not render the animal trefa. In order for it to be a trefa, it has to have thrust the nails in far enough that the simonim themselves, when you do a bedik, you cut open the neck of the animal, you look at the con and the vesh, the con and the vesh are red. If the con and the vesh themselves have turned red, then you know that the poison of the Zev has penetrated so far to make it into a trefa.
Rav Nachman would hold that even if it's hedim,
it's not mukhra, because Rav Nachman is discussing them. It's not mukhra, the argument, Rav Nachman is discussing them.
It's mechalik.
It's mechalik. Who says that? Because they're discussing parts of the animal. They're discussing different parts of the animal. They're putting the poison connected to the sea.
He wants to say, Linda Drisa, can I share a vorum? Not only b'nei ma'ayin, chala b'hema, din trefe, b'rega, shnims, a simon eres, the bosa should connect them. I feel a vorum, atzma, and then.
It says simonim. It says simonim. Okay, the chalami. Kimming guy from an archer. Avo hamishum adomas bosa connected lolo mitar from the simonim hinkoshin the heart. The ain eresh shoylate bohen. Aval ki yedim ehin atzmam. Let's say they become ready to haray and nigla shesholam, and then the poison
is
gone.
When does it not render it treif?
When it does not become red. When the zave injects
does it have to be roy with the saman? It should be red. How much of redness?
It doesn't say. It does. It seems like even a small amount. Even a small amount of this.
So why does it say roy samanim kashin?
What does it say roy?
The mitra derives samanim kashin.
The roy simanim kashin.
General.
Generally speaking,
what's
kashin? Simanim are hard. Kashin can be affected.
The kona and the veshet, ruba de ruba, the kona and the veshet of most animals, the entire thing are hard.
Yeah.
And they're not affected by poison. But if you see that the simanim have turned red, that's an indication that in this instance, the poison indeed has penetrated, has affected the kone and the veshet. And we have a halacha l'moshe v'sinai that when poison has been injected into an animal to the degree where the animal has not been affected by the poison, the animal is now a treifa. Okay? So this is a three will and three halachas. Chazim l'mutam ha'od the three halachas. We have Nachman, Omar, Bekoitz with regard to a thorn. So what is the rule? Atshatinokev lecholol. The thorn has to penetrate. There's no poison in the thorn. The problem with the thorn is penetration, perforation, and therefore it must mamish penetrate.
And a bedika afterwards will not help you.
Well, if there was a thorn, a thin thorn stuck into an area in the ear, then you're not going to be able to.
Once it goes to the halal.
Maybe it went. We do not know. Maybe it went. Maybe not doing that right. Exactly. We have to be more machmir by thorns than we're machmir by drusa. Because by thorns, there's no bedika. There's no possible
way. You open it
way.
And you see there's a thorn stuck into the...
But even if the thorn is not stuck all the way into the inside cavity, it's on the outside.
I understand.
Maybe it went in and out came out.
Exactly.
But when it comes to poison, there's a way to check.
Right.
How do you check for poison?
Redness.
And see if it's red.
Right.
Okay, that's the halacha number one. I'm not going to buy because it's actually not okay.
The Rav Nachman wouldn't hold of the samana when they become
no,
red.
No, it doesn't say that. The more you say that, they argue.
Okay,
it doesn't argue.
Rav
Nachman about because it's actually not going to be bedrusa mishiyad and basar keneged b'minayim, and that is where the drusa was done keneged b'minayim. Now we have another man. Rav Zvid Masnehach. He has a different gersa. His gersa was bedrusa, like he said, mishiyad and basar keneged b'minayim, like we said. But let's say basimonim. He's not discussing over here. He's saying the same thing. He agrees with this. He's saying the same thing. I say he's choylik. He agrees. Rav Zvira Mam Beferish. Bedrusa.
Yeah, they agree. Bedrusa, but they don't. They're arguing by Simonim.
Oh, by Simonim. What's the matter? Mishiyad b'Simonim. Basimonim. But he now. What about a drusa of by the Simonim? So he says there the basar is not enough. Just because the basar is red does not mean the animal will die.
By the throat.
By the throat. Right. It's not enough. It has to penetrate further.
Yeah.
Has to go further with the Simonim actually become red. Basimonim actually the adimu Simonim atzam. Abana papi. Boy rab bibi barabaya. Veshet. What is the halacha with regard to a veshet nukuvasai bimashahu? Dirusasai bimashahu? His shaila is do we say that since we know the halacha when it comes to the veshet, the sheaf, if it gets a hole, the smallest teeny hole in the veshet makes the animal into a treifa. And we also know, dirusasa b'mashu. Okay, we also know that the dirusasai, if it's been attacked, and it turns red, Rashi says, veshet, nikuvasa b'mashu, tanan, hilkoch. If even the smallest amount of the veshet becomes red, I guess he's saying red,
yeah, exactly.
Because of the poison, instantly the veshet is a treifa.
I'm not sure what Rashi is saying over here. I was wondering about
shidali dibimashu.
Not sure of what.
Redness.
Who told me redness?
Because we just learned the previous sugya that the mahus of a drusa is not perforation, it's poison. Okay? So even the smallest amount of the veshet.
So there's my answer. Even on the kone.
On the veshet, mashu. On mashu.
That's the answer.
But shayla now is what about a kone? So do we say kone, since we have a halacha l'moshimitzin, when it comes to the kone, that the shir is nikuvasa b'chi isor, that it has to be
it's not
roi.
Enough,
it's not enough of mash. You have to have even in the width, in the circumference roi, or along the width of the
coin.
Therefore, it's okay. It's a lot of very large. So now my shaila is, do we say that, let's say there's a drusa, let's say the animal has been attacked by a zev, and this poison that's been put right opposite the kone, and part of the kone is red, but the shear of redness in the kone is not the full size of an ister. Mm-hmm. Does that make the animal into a treifa? Do say bekama? Do we say that was a shaila?
How much is it? How much does
that? That's
the
shear for drusa, the poison that has to become red. So Bo said the ba'ayahu the pashta. Echad zev yechad zev b'mashehu. Unbelievable, you hear? Drusa is more chamor than nekuva by a kone. My timer.
No, you say ma, yeah.
It's more chamor. By the kone, the shiur of a nekuva is an isser, a coin. And but the poison is a mashehu.
Zev does that mean side the kone, side of a vesh?
Right,
mashehu.
Frak the Gemara, my timer, what's the reason? Ziharei mikla kolil yozol. Zira means poison. The poison will cause...
Zira means the poison.
Zira means the poison. Nikla means to diminish, to become infected.
Mamshich l'spashet.
Mamshich l'spashet, to infect the animal, v'ozla continuously. So even though right now, at this moment in time, when we do the shechita, we only see a small amount of the kone that is red, but if the animal would have remained alive, there is no question the redness would have spread to the entire kone,
right,
more than the size of the isur. So that's the sort of here is that poison spreads.
And that's ultimately by a treifa. We don't necessarily look at Basher Sham.
Oh, that's the machlokes. It's saying very.
Yeah, you mentioned
so
that.
This over here, this sugi is a very relevant sugi to that shaila. When you discuss the eating of a treif, does that mean we look at it right now? Right now, everything is closed. All of the openings are closed. Or do we say no?
That's by Sircha.
This was a machlokes in the Gemara, mamish. It came down to machlokes in the Gemara.
Yeah.
So this obviously is the Gemara taking sides. The Gemara is saying such a yesod. Maybe that was part of the dilemma. Or maybe you have to mechalik in a sircha, a hole in the lungs, and between other types of diseases. Once the disease is already there, it's in a natural process to infect the entire body. Ziari, the poison, mikla, kole, the ozel, it will infect and will spread and bring the demise of the rest of the creature. Next mark. Yosef, I'm using Baba Shulam, Baba Mark, I'll come to the Nachman, Yosef, I'll come up. The Rusa Shamu, Tsricha, Badika, Kenegan, Bene, Meayim, his Shiloh was, though he made a statement. The statement was that when we have a Drusa, you must make a Badika. You make a bedika if you see a ze'ev attacks an animal, so we have to make a bedika to see if the meat is red, the bosa by the bedikam is red. Rav Nachman Amar, Hu Elokim, I make a shvua, Moiri Bo Rav, Mikapa V'ad Atma. It's not just the bedikam in the ayim. When you make the bedika, the bedikam from the kapa, means in the hand, until the atma, the thigh.
Even if the drisa did not take place in the other spots, or there was a drisa in the other spots.
It seems not. If we have a drisa, he says the machlokes over here.
Because you don't know, maybe Itaka had a drisa other places, and you didn't see it.
So I guess we are assuming
that.
So what does Rashi say?
From the pause.
The kab is the pause until all the way until the thigh. That's
what you have to check.
Just
curious. The drisa happened today at 5:00. When do you have? How long do you have to wait to see if
in your shchita? You do a shchita.
But can I do drisa happened at 5:00? Can I do a shchita 5 minutes later, after the drisa and shachter right away, the admimus, whatever you want to call it, it's not going to take place. It can take 24 hours, it can take 48 hours.
No, it seems it happens right away.
It's
what it seems. That's what it seems. I don't know the answer.
Well, maybe not. Like,
I don't know. I do not know. Let's
you know, if it falls off the roof, you got to wait 24 hours.
Because you're not going to find anything. When animal falls off a roof, you're going
to
do a bedikah.
You're going to have to wait to find it.
You're going to do a bedikah, and everything is perfectly fine and good. It's a matter of trauma. It's a matter of something that the whole animal...
That's the reason we have to wait.
You have to wait. But okay, let's see Rashi. Maybe Rashi gives more details. Rashi over here says, Moiri bar Rav. Rav hoyo rogil hoyo reis shetzricha bedikah. Rav was rogil to paskin that a drusa requires bedikah. Only where? Only kineged b'nei me'ayim. And then he said, "Holokino." I'm sorry, the other way around. The first Mount Yama said that Drusha Shem Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, Yosef, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel, Rav Marta, Rav Kabbalah, Rav Nachman, Yosef, Rav Kabbalah, Drusha, Amr, Tzricha, Bdika, Kedeg, Bdika, 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 Along comes Rav Nachman, Amar, Holokim, I swear.
He didn't have to come along, he was there.
Murray Bora, Rav Paskin, maybe Bdika, 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 Bdika,
Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika, Bdika,
it gets to bring out the point. Don't believe me. Sometimes
so it looks like Rav Nachman didn't hold like Rav.
Could be, obviously.
Because Rav Nachman says there's only...
He's coming to say
no, because he says only connect with Amayim, and here it's calling Rav.
Rav Nachman coming to disagree. Rav Nachman's coming to disagree, and he says
Rav
no.
Rav Nachman's not disagreeing.
He's
just bringing out the sheet of Rav.
And Rav says he swears that Rav
said...
Yeah,
but apparently Rav Nachman disagrees
with
him.
You have to check even more.
Doesn't say
apparently
that.
Rav was superior to Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Mata.
He didn't know it. Rav Yitzchak Bar...
No, he did know.
They disagreed,
said,
whatever
Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Mata was sitting before Rav Nachman, and he said this din.
And then Rav Nachman says, ridiculous. I know what my Rebbe told me. My Rebbe, Rav told me, the whole Kim, I swear,
oh,
he told
I
me.
What
Rav,
so
you have to say that Rav was greater.
Machlekes, yeah, Machlekes, whatever
oh,
we are, whatever
saying.
It is. Oh, now, my Kappa, what is the Kappa? Ilem Kappa, the dog, does it mean its own Kappa? Hayinu, Kenegim, and Minayim. So it seems Kappa, it's not so clear what Kappa is. Rashi means what's Kappa in dog? It's hand. The hand is mamish locate opposite the Abedim and Ayim. When it puts down its paws, When an animal lays down its hand, the hand is mamish opposite the b'nei me'ayim. So what then is the machlekes? According to Rav Yitzchak, it's the b'nei me'ayim, and according to Rav, it's the kappa. If the kappa is mamish, when the kappa is in the same location of the animal as the b'nei me'ayim. The kappa is right opposite the b'nei me'ayim. So my kappa, the haynu etzem rechava, Rashi says, etzem rechava shal kosef, whatever that's called in French,
what do you mean? Attached to the shoulder. Oh.
It's right opposite the b'nei me'ayim. So therefore, is that what it means? Either makab kabbi the chaynu kegim naim elo means mikab.
So it's not shver.
It's the same thing.
Exactly the
same thing. Elo no mikapo the moicha the brain. The kapo means the kab. Rashi says. Next, skip down. We're sitting in Rashi. Kabo the moicha kaf hagul goyles. The chaynu hechalol ve'af kegim hasimon.
Kolachalol.
The entire that means.
So again,
what
do you mean kaf? What is kaf?
It means the head. It means the brain. It means the skull.
Yeah.
It means all the way from
like
the
spoon.
Neck. From the neck, there's some type of ear that's called the kaf of the gogolas, and that's what we're referring to, and that's what he means. You have to check
you
the
mean from the skull till the
atma's the thigh. The thigh means it means the
no,
end.
I'm talking kaf of the moicha from the skull until
the kaf of the bread at atma. Atma means the leg, the thigh. Atma, we said before that was everyone agrees. Everyone agrees at atma. Everyone agrees atma is the end of the b'nei me'ayim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
yeah.
Not a kash. Atma is the thigh. The thigh is the end of the b'nei me'ayim. The only question is where do you start from? According to the Havamina, we started from the front, the arm. Okay, the arm, the two fronts of the arms and the two back are the legs. So we start from the front arm. The arm is really the beginning of the b'nei me'ayim. If that is the case, so what then is the difference between Yitzchak and Rav? And the answer is, you made a mistake. When I said kappa, I do not mean the arm, I meant the brain. Vita.
So that's a much bigger shot.
Much bigger shot, of course, giving you the whole neck.
So
whole
again,
neck.
So again, it's not clear over here where if the drisa took place.
So where did the
drisa
take place?
That's not clear at all.
So it's not. So maybe the question: how far the poison spread?
Exactly.
How far the poison spread?
How far are we concerned? According to Rav, we're concerned that it spread pretty far. If we don't, yeah.
Right. So where will it manifest itself? Sometimes when the poison is injected in one part of the body, the blood takes it to another part of the body where it's affected.
Right.
It's not necessarily affected
in
that location.
He wants to say over here that Rav would be chaylik and Rav Zvid.
Right. We take into consideration that the animal was injured. Maybe the poison spread to a further part of the body, and that can kill it as well. So you have to make an investigation.
There's another
all the way.
Opinion that says that Rav is not chaylik and Rav
yes.
Zvid. And that if you see Admimus there, then you have to cut it open and check.
It's a question of what. Do you have to go look there for,
right.
For
right.
The animal?
Go further investigation.
Okay, but two different mahalchim in the sheer of what, how far we have to examine when it comes to the poison.
So l'chayre is for sure that the drisa did not take place by this simon. It took place
that's,
someplace else. Otherwise, this whole discussion wouldn't be relevant.
Because if it took place over there, for sure.
Exactly.
So we're assuming that the drisa took place in the B'nai Me'ayim area.
Yeah.
And now the question is, do you have to also take into consideration the possibility either that it spread to the neck area until the brain area, or do we have to take into consideration the possibility that the animal was actually was injured there as well? The Ze'ev also injected its claws there as well. Okay, you good?
Basic ABCs.
Yeah. You only check like the sheet of Yitzchak. I swear. Rav, who is this Rav? You tell me again, Rav, the lawyer Danilei. I know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. You tell me
at a senior moment. At a senior moment.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan, here lele yoytzer Talmud. It's lehiras lele yoytzer Talmud. Shemesh Rabbi Rabba Rabbi Chia. is it not proper for this Talmud? Who is the Talmud over here referring to? We're referring over here to Rav Chiya bar Yosef. He was the one who was saying this memra. Shashimesh, he served as Rebbe, Rabba, Rebbe Chiya. He served
Rav.
Rebbe Rabba, the great Rebbe. It was Rav. Rashi. Rashi of Yosef, let's see, Rashi, Rashi, Rashi says, Manu Rav, Manu Rav. Mihu Zeh, like the Megillah. Mihu Zeh V'Yesu. Shleish Shavim Kan Mechak. Look at that. Over here, Nundalad, over here, Mamasha. Mihu Zeh. Where does that come from, that person? The Megillah.
I thought it's not Rav, the famous Rav.
Let's see. So he says, Manu Rav, Manu Rav. Mihu Zeh Rav. Sha'imim Lufanenu Kol Shah. You always tell me the name of this Rav. Mihu Zeh V'Yesu. V'loin Hirasle, so Shlokish attacked him. What, how dare you? Yochanan said him. He was like, "Ain ata zocher mihu?" The halal, you know, I would zocher mihu. The halal, I have seen. There's another gift inside of the Gemara. Isvav says, "The halal, you Isa." Okay, wait, I have another gift. The halal, you Isa.
Who was Mishamesh?
You Rish Lakish.
He tells his brother.
He sat, and that's going very right in the Gemara. Let's go right in the Gemara one more time. One more here. So he said over here, don't you remember? So he's teaching, remember. He's teaching Rashi. He's not teaching the word Nihiras. Don't you remember? The Oyser Talmud. That student. Who is the Oyser Talmud? Is he referring to Rish Lakish himself, maybe?
He's talking like a third party.
Shashimesh, he served as Rebbe Rabba.
Then it wouldn't be possible that he would not remember. Of course he would remember.
No, that. Maybe he had a... Like you said, maybe, let's see. Shashimesh as Rebbe Rabba, the great Rebbe Chiya, Ruelokim, and I swear...
The Rebbe Rabba,
it doesn't say who that is. The Rebbe Rabba means the great Rebbe. Rebbe Rabba, the great Rebbe. Like Harav HaGoyim.
And who is Rebbe Rabba? Is this Rebbe Chiya?
It's the way the Gemara is saying Harav HaGoyim. You know, Shach and Eretz Yisrael today, they refer to a Goyim. They don't say Goyim. They say HaGoyim... These are HaGoyim HaGodol. Today it's a different Madrega. My brother wants to explain all the Madregas have covered in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to tell in America. There's HaGoyim, Harav HaGoyim. And then there's HaGoyim HaGodol.
That's even more.
That's the way they refer to certain Rosh Hashanah narrative shawls. There's a certain convention in how to give in COVID. Over here it's Mamash. Rebbe Rabba. Not just stop.
And who
Rebbe.
Is this? Rebbe Chiya.
Rebbe Chiya. V'Elokim, I swear. Kol Oysen Shanim Shashimish Oysen Talmud.
Wait a second, Rav Shlokim was Mishamish Rebbe and Rabbi Rebbe Chiya.
It seems so. Let's go weiter. V'Elokim, I swear. Rabbi Yochanan think I swear. Kol Oysen Shanim Shashimish Oysen Talmud B'Yeshiva. V'Ani Shimashli V'Anida.
Talk about himself.
You were greater. That Talmud was greater than I. He was able to sit, and I had to stand. That means that you had seniority. Now, who is he referring to? I think what he means, Uman Gvar Hu. And what does it mean that he's a Gvar? Uman Gvar, what was his greatness?
Where does it say Gvar? Oh.
Uman Gvar, what is the greatness of this person, this Talmud, that was Shimesh be Yeshiva? He sat while I stood.
Yeah.
Because I need, my God, Gvar be Koyla, his greatness wasn't everything. He was a great, his greatness wasn't in everything there was. Rashi says, "What's the b'kolu b'toyer v'chasidus?" Okay, the greatness was he was not a good that Talmud Chacham. He was in chasidus, a chassid. He was a chassid.
Don't forget the Kutei Amarim.
Okay, that's what it says over here. So miyad pasach Reish Lakish v'ra'amar, and he said, "Bram, Rabbi Yochanan, Bram, zachor ois ra'ish l'toyv." You're right. I remember him for good. You brought back fond memories.
Oh, so you're talking about someone else.
I think he's talking about the one over here that was told to give the memory, the Bala Memra. Who's the Bala Memra over here in the Gemara? The Bala Memra of the Gemara was Amalu. How did the Gemara start? The Gemara started with Kisolik of Chiya bar Yosef. Okay, that's how it started. Kisolik of Chiya bar Yosef.
It's referred to Rav Chiya bar Yosef.
L'chor referred to him. Ashkechim Rav Yochanan v'Shlokesh Rav Yosef Kami. And he told him the halacha, and what is the shmua? Shemuta ushechuta.
Who's Rav Shlokish saying?
So he brought back fond memories of this very big Talmud Chacham that was Meshamesh the Rebbe Rabba and Rebbe Chiya, not to be confused with this Rebbe, different Rebbe Chiyas. Our Baal Memra is Rebbe Chiya by Yosef.
Okay? This is Rebbe Chiya, who was the Talmud of Rabbeinu.
Right, it's a different Rebbe Chiya, and I remember this Rebbe Chiya by Yosef. He was a student by Rebbe Rabba, the great Rebbe, and by Rebbe Chiya, and And he was Meshamesh, the Rebbe Rabban of Chia, be Yeshiva, not be Amida. So Rish Lakish says, indeed, our attacker, remember that. And once you've already, reminded
me,
let me give him kavod by saying over a member of Mipiv. Let me say over a Dvar Torah.
Another member.
Let me say over a Dvar Torah. It's the greatest kavod you can give to a person is you can tell them suddenly they said a Dvar Torah they once said many, many years ago. You go, I remember you spoke 10 years ago, and this is what you said. There's no bigger kavod. Tell the person, oh, you're Rafa going, you're going, all these things are baloney. You want to give someone covet? Tell them what, tell that person exactly what they taught you. That's the biggest covet you give a person. What did you teach me? All that covet. Shemuta u'shechuta kashera. Okay? What's shemuta? If the animal, we learned this long time ago, we learned this stuff, if the animal gets into an accident and part of the kone has been dislodged, provided that it's not roif, provided that the majority of the kone has not been dislodged, and then you do a shlita kshera. Why?
But it wasn't roif, right?
That's ikka, that's ikka.
What?
That's the trait of ikka, right?
Ikka, right. It's not been uprooted. It's why shiyash, because every time you do a shchita, it's always going to be, every time you do a shchita, it's always begad a shmuta. Because when is the moment of shchita? When you get past roif. The moment of shchita is on the veshet, on both the kone and the veshet, when you get past roif. So when it comes to the kone, you're first cutting half, exactly half, and that exact half is not really necessarily called the ma'aseh shchita because you don't need it. What makes the ma'aseh shchita on the kone? When you cut past the majority.
Correct.
So until you get to the majority, that's not a ma'aseh shchita.
Correct.
So what is it? It's just shmuta. It's as if the kone has been dislodged.
Right.
The moment of shchita, when you cut from 50% to 51%. So what difference does it make if you're the one who made the cut to bring it to 50%? Mm. Or if the animal got into an accident and 50% of the kone has been dislodged? What difference does it make if half of the kon has been dislodged naturally or through an accident, or you the shaykhet?
No, you could be mechalik. You can make a distinction.
Oh, okay. So the Gemara makes a distinction, but let's focus now on the tzad that there is no distinction. You're right.
What 100%. Kind of a lashon is the shmuta? Vishchuta, and after yishachzen?
Right. You shoot. The animal gets into an accident.
What's the vav? It's very interesting. Vishchuta, and then yishachzen.
Animal gets into an accident.
Okay.
And under a microscope, a percentage up to 50% of the kon has been dislodged.
Yeah.
And then you pull out your knife.
Yeah.
And you do a kosher shchita to make it from 50% to 51%.
Yeah.
So what is the halacha? Yeah. Is it a kosher shchita? Yes. Why is it a kosher shchita? Of course, provided you do the veshet also. Why is it a kosher shchita? So he explains. What did he say? Because the truth is, every time you do a shchita, you're doing a shchita and a shemuta. Because the ikar shchita is what? Is when you go from 50% to 51%. The first 50% doesn't count. So the first 50%, what is it? It's really nothing more than a shmuta. What so difference?
You could say the same thing as it's a treifa.
What?
You say the same thing that it's a treifa.
It's not a treifa. There's no treifa until you get to 51%.
How could you?
What?
You did 51%.
51%.
But how could you be mashar? It's very hard to be mashar, right?
Okay, theoretical. A lot of these things are theoretical. Let's say it's 20%. It's all theoretical. Theoretical. But the etzem, the ikar shchita is 50% to 51%. And hilchos treifa on the kone, it's not a treifa unless 51% of the kone right. has been severed along the length, yeah. along
by the way, because the Rashi says something kshera. Rashi says something there.
Shem nishmata tchila.
Before shechting.
Before haisa yoredes lamata.
What does that mean?
Fall down.
Haisa v'shuv eina nishchetes.
Shechting once it falls
out. Shem if the whole thing would, if the entire thing, the reason why it says. Like
so Rashi says, how do you know what happened first? Rashi says,
if the entire thing was completely severed, then it expands. The kone when you cut the kone and the veshel also, it all of a sudden disappears. It's like a sling. What's that thing called? Slingy things?
Slinky.
How do you know that? Slinky, grandchildren? Slinky. Here, when you have the kone veshet, it's stretched. It's stretched. When you cut it, what happens? Bing. It zaps. It snaps all the way back.
Tension. There's some tension.
There's tension. It's under pressure. It's expanding.
Right,
so
right.
When you cut it, what happens? The entire thing.
And therefore?
Entire thing. So therefore, it says over here, if you're able to do a ma'aseh shchita, that's an indication that it's not yet snapped entirely. Kshera.
So what does it mean? Yeredes Lamata?
It would be Yeredes. It would go, if you actually sever the entire, the Kana would snap.
And you could tell, you could tell.
Yes, the fact that you're able to do a Maisa Shechita means that it's still holding
taut,
on by something.
It's taut.
It's taut.
Taut.
Taut. It's still holding on by something.
T-A-U-N-T.
Taunt. Was an N?
Taunt. That's to taunt somebody.
You pronounce the N?
That's to taunt somebody.
That's how you pronounce the N.
Taut.
Taut.
Yeah.
All right, we'll look it up later.
Spell that, T-A-U-T.
But the point is, when you the kone is under pressure. The kone is expanded. When you cut the kone, the moment the shechet finishes cutting the kone, it snaps all the way back.
Right.
So if you are able to still cut it, that is an indication that's not yet severed in its entirety. It would snap to the bottom. So look at the picture. It would snap all the way back to the bottom.
It was nishmet from the lechi. That's the word. It was nishmet from the lechi.
It shows,
go down.
You mean
here
the lechi of the cheek?
Here it shows you nishmet here. You see, here it is. See, here it is. See? If it was nishmet legami, this whole thing, here's at the very, very top, it would... It goes. It right away goes all the way back. It slings all the way back.
So then the Hashmata came from that crown piece over there.
The top. Right. The koiva. The shipui koiva.
Sort of like a spring.
Yes. Slinky.
The flow sabere. Slinky. Flow sabere.
Oops, sorry.
So Vayita in the Gemara, so he's over here. Once we mentioned his name, we was Zohar
Latoyf. That's
one
that gave
the idea. Slinky
from this Gemara.
What does that mean? You
mentioned
Reg
Gula Olam. Gula's not here yet.
Not
now. Drush is for
he's coming over and says Halacha. What's Shmuta? 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 Ushchuta? If the animal, if the corner was dislodged, and then you did a Shchita, Ushchuta, Kshera, Kasha. Why? Because every single time you do a shchita, the MS is a shmuta. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says shmuta ushchuta. Nimtzos gargeres shmuta ushchuta. He explains more. Let us say you discover that it was dislodged. When you do the bedika after it's dead, you cut open the animal, you see that it was shmuta. You see that the top of the kone was partially dislodged from its socket.
So
maybe that means that when you did the ma'isa shchita, when you're doing a ma'isa shchita on a kone that was already that wasn't attached. Right?
I don't get
explained correctly.
I'm not sure what you're supposed to do. I don't get it at all.
Here, you do it. You go.
You have a kana that was dislodged.
When do you discover it was dislodged? After the bedika.
Because before shchita, there's nothing to talk about.
After bedika.
After shchita.
You open up the animal and you see that the kana, the top, the shchita means the very, very top part of the kana was dislodged from the jaw.
But you could not have done it. At that point, you could not have done a partial shchita anymore.
That's exactly what the Gemara says. The only way that you could have done a shchita is if it was not yet dislodged at the moment of shchita. So when did it get dislodged? After the shchita, after it was already dead in the handling of the animal, then it got dislodged. How do you know that? How do you know that it got dislodged from the jaw only after the shchita? Because if it got dislodged when it was still alive, then there's no way you could have cut in that area.
So what's the bedikah? What's the bedikah of Yechon suggesting?
Very good.
What?
What's the bedikah of Yechon suggesting? With Rashi not saying you.
Let's see. Let's explain.
We
decide. Shemuta ushchuta. What's the case? The case is nimtzes gargeres shemuta ushchuta. You did a bedikah and you discover. Look at that. It's dislodged from the jaw. That's not normal. When you do a bedikah, it's not. It's caught in the middle.
It's in Rashi, and you don't know.
And you don't know. How do you know that it was dislodged after? Because it was dislodged before, it would have snapped all the way back. Fine. That's what he said over the name of Zohar Latoyv. He's going to make mention of what he said over, not Rav, what Rav Chir, Rav Chir Bar Yosef said. If the taka was a shmuta, then there's no way in the world you could have done the shchita. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, not so fast. Yavi v'Yakiv compare. Bring another animal and make a comparison. Now, what does that mean, Rashi? Rashi Yakiv yichat chena b'mokim acher. Take this actual kone and cut it on another section and see if the cut looks exactly the same. Because if it looks exactly the same, that means that the cut was done when it was dead. And if the carne looks different, that means that because when you cut meat or the carne when the animal is alive, it looks different than when you cut it when it's dead. So you have over here the carne, and the carne is shmuta. Yitaka don't know if it was nishmuta before or after. And if it was nishmuta before, that means when you made the cut on the carne, you were cutting dead meat. You were cutting
dead
meat.
But we just said he's not even able to cut.
He disagrees. He's coming to say, even though it's under pressure, pull back,
yeah.
There are times when, for whatever the reason, the circumstances, it doesn't get pulled back. Why? Something's in the way. Or the circumstances
are such.
You tell
me it's machleik, it's a metzias now?
I guess it could happen sometimes. Okay. I don't know. But he's saying
so
that
you
it
compare,
could happen.
You take a difference.
So therefore, it's not a right. Just because you find that it's shemuta u'shchuta, is not a raya, that the shchita took place before the shemuta, maybe the shchita took place after the shemuta, because at times it gets stuck there, it does not snap back into the animal.
Right.
What then is the only way we can make a determination of whether it was alive or dead, is to make another cut, another incision on the carne, and look
on
at
the same carne.
On the same carne.
Same carne.
The same carne. And the incision that is done on a dead piece of meat is not the same tzura as an incision done on a living piece of meat. And if what we do, a second cut, looks identical to what's on the carne, that is an indication that the second cut, that the first cut was also done when already was dead. It was indeed shemuta before the shchita. But if the cut looks different, then we can say...
The redness would be more...
Different.
There
would
be
different
more.
Color
it
would redness.
Be more, is it
whatever
color?
The disease is, whatever, because this blood is circulation, it's alive. So this Rabbi Yochanan is a good, he holds no, you should be yachid. You should make another cut and you should compare the two and see exactly what the difference is.
What section? So if it's the same cut,
if it looks exactly the same, that means the first cut was done after it was already severed.
Then it's not good.
Because that's then it was shemuta. The shechita took place after it was shemuta.
And why can't you attribute to the fact that we know the blood flows?
Even when it's dead?
No, the blood doesn't flow. That's good for the point.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the reality is that you're going to see less blood, b'chla, generally.
You're going to see something different.
Yeah.
If it was already shemuta, and then you did the shechita, it's you're really cutting dead meat. You're making an incision in an eiver that's not alive.
I want to kind of... with all the respect to Rabbi Yochanan, the cut that you made when it was nekar is going to anywhere, because when you cut a behemoth that's alive, it wasn't dead at that point, so we know that the blood flows much more strongly, and now you're making a cut when the behemoth is for sure dead, so surely it's going to be a different the blood flow is certainly going to be much different. I mean, what's this having to think that you're going to have
exactly the point. That's exactly the point.
But if I shechted, made a shechita on this
cut, the animal's dead. If the shmuta took place first, and then the cut.
If the animal, the shmuta took place first, and you cut.
Yes.
Wait, before you cut, the baby was not dead. It was
dead enough. This dead part, enough. this aver, you're right, but this aver is dead enough. So that when you do another cut, when it's really dead, it's going to be very similar.
The heart is still pumping.
You're right.
If the heart is still pumping, but then you're going to get...
You're right. But this is his yesoid. His yesoid is that the difference between when it's shmuta, when the shmuta already happened, and then you make the cut, okay, the animal is still alive and there's still blood flowing, but the fact that the shmuta already took place... When you're going to make another cut, it will be similar enough.
It's always going to be similar if you make the second cut.
Yeah. No.
When would it be different?
If you make
Tyson Hamish discusses over here.
If the animal was not shemuta, and the first cut was made when it was not shemuta,
right?
And now the animal's mamish dead.
Oh, I see.
And now
I
make a second cut. They're going to be very different.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Which Tyson's?
Yavi.
Yavi v'Yakif. He says over here, the Manoshach, lo yehei doyim ha-choyt chum zel zeh, al-fil nishmet ha-gageres, koydim shchita, to'oyse shah, he-dayin ha-chiyas, befeshet, ha-achshav, ein boi chiyas k'mal.
So he's there's a kash on Yochanan.
That Mamish, I just asked you.
Yes, what's the answer?
I don't know, didn't tell him, but I'm just discussing this point
over. He's coming to disagree with this, so he's coming to this is a kash, fine, but the blessed little one punched on the Gemara. Right in the Gemara, so this is where Yochanan says, Yavi Yaakov. Now, Erda, this whole shaila, how do you do a ma'isa? Ever go to shlachas? How do you do ma'isa shchita? So some shaykh, then they grab the neck. When they do the ma'isa shchita, what are you doing? With one hand you're cutting, and what are you doing with the other hand? So some is nothing.
Sometimes you text
well,
him.
Well, at least by chicken, what? you pull the...
So it depends. Usually goyim participate. They have three goyim for every shaykh in an empire. They show us every there's a guy that...
Made by animal.
Takes out of the crate, another guy that positions it, and then a third guy that takes it away. And there's a shaykh that just goes like this the whole day. They go like this. But sometimes by shchita, the shaykh, he puts his hands on the neck of the animal or the neck of the bird. So he's saying over this halacha, he's saying over there, you discover that it's shemut of the nishchata, there's a machlekes, what is the halacha, do we say it's going to be kosher no matter what, because it would have snapped all the way back. Or do we say no, because we have the yakif, this machloik is only going in the situation where the sheikh did not lay his paws on the neck of the animal. But if the sheikh put his hands around the neck of the animal as he was doing the shechita, then for sure it's no good. For sure you have to be yakif. Why? Because he's holding the simanim in place. Even if it was nishmita,
yeah.
So what's the taina? It should snap. If it's nishmita, then the kone should snap all the way back into the lungs. But it's not, because you're holding it. You're preventing it from snapping back into place. So if you're holding
you're
on to the neck
taut.
Of the animal,
you're
keeping it,
taut.
You're preventing it. And then everyone
but
has
if it's
to
nishmita,
agree.
Before he puts his hand there, it would snap anyway.
Maybe when he put his hands on it, that it became nishmita at that moment in time. When you were rough handling the animal, when you're putting it was nishmita, so why didn't it snap?
I got it.
Because my hands are around, it's preventing it from going backwards.
So therefore?
So everyone agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to be machner. Everyone agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that it's not going to be kosher off the bat. You have to right away be yakif, you have to make more. The only time we have a Tanakhama that says, no, it's kosher. Because otherwise, if it really was nishmita before the shechita, it would have snapped back. That's only when I didn't touch it.
Right.
I just was cutting. So then Takit was nishmita.
And according to Rabbi Yochanan?
According to Yochanan, he seems doesn't make a difference. He seems to be machmir in all cases. He seems there can be other factors that prevent it from snapping back. That's what it seems. Maybe the animal was in trauma.
So it's not a riot.
If you held on to the neck of the animal, then it's possible because then certainly it snapped. And even though it was detached, it did not snap back into the stomach because you're holding on to it.
So we're machmer.
Machmer. Everyone's machmer.
Yeah, but what about
everyone is machmer?
What about trying to compare with?
Yeah, you have to compare.
Oh.
That's exactly the point. Everyone is machmer. You have to compare.
This is only
in this
if you
case.
Put your hand. I got it.
Zeklal. It says in the Mishnah Zeklal when it comes to a derusa. It says in the Mishnah Zeklal. We have the last part of the Mishnah Zeklal. Anything which animal is going to die. The Tana come of the Mishnah holds that a trefa dies. It's not going to live. So what is the Tana coming to be marbe with the word Zeklal? We had this one before. Lasu the Shev Shmeitzer. It's coming marbe. You know that Sefer Shev Shmeitzer? You know that Sefer Shev Shmeitzer? Who wrote the Shev Shmeitzer?
Yeah.
These two, you have to have the Luim, a lot of the Shev Shmeitzer. I never got to that share where they gave a special extra curriculum bonus share, the Shev Shmeitzer.
Yeah.
Comes from this Gemara, the Shev Shmeitzer, the seven members of the Braisa. There are seven more trefais that are added. The Mishnah only listed 18. There are another seven in the Braisa. And then we add another four. That simon, the first half, the atos, there was a Rosh Tevis. Four more for a total of 11. 11 plus 18 is 29. Right, that was where we learned. It was the first staff of Masech Tuchulin. So, what are the Shev Shmeitzer? We finally come to them.
So, what's the type of Shev?
Shev means seven Shmeitzer members that are stated in the Braisa.
Yeah.
What are the seven more? The Tani, the Be Yosef Rishba. Yosef Rishba, what does Rishba mean?
Hunter?
The hunter. Sayot.
How do you know that?
He was a hunter. Okay, he was a hunter. Mahu Begida Nashe Vakale. What did he do? He gave a Zetz. What would he do? If the animal has been injured in the Gid Hanosha,
correct.
Yeah.
The Gid Hanosh is lethal.
So this guy was a guy? What was he? He was
no, it doesn't say Yosef.
He was hitting the animals.
Sayat.
That's how he used to catch them.
Yeah. Machav, he hit the Gid Hanosh. He killed him. So you see, you saw that the damage to the Gid Hanosh was talking to Paskin like this by birds. It's talking to Paskin like this. The Tsumas Agidin.
Hit the bird and get
it's not, there is no Gidanosha by birds.
That was a joke.
But it's the same principle. It's the same principle that the Tsumas Hagidin, where the Gidin come together, it's the same exact principle as the Gid Hanosha. It's lethal. It's lethal to the healthy animal that part gets damaged. So in Mahu Begid Nash Vikali.
So it's like when Yez went hunting, he would, that's what he did.
That was his technique. He aimed for the Gid Hanosha. He shot the arrow, the Gid Hanosha, and then killed the animal. So what do you learn from this?
Gid Hanosha is very failing.
It's not the 18 in the Mishnah. The Mishnah does not list this as the 18.
What is he trying to tell us here?
That was the question. Also, the Kambi that I've used at Bembe Seda.
So the Gemara is saying that this is another example. This is another halacha number 19 in the Mishnah. We want to say at this moment in time that's going to be called Gongol the Treva. This damage of the Gid Hanosha. So the Gemara says, how could you say that? There's a Mesoira. There are only 18. How dare you add to the Mesoira? The Mishnah only enumerates 18 halachas from halacha l'moshe m'sinai. How are you allowed to add another halacha, another injury to an animal that renders it a Treva?
Who's saying this?
This is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser said.
That it doesn't render.
How can you say this? What's the Maaser for this?
Yeah.
Mashachom. The be Papa Bar Abba Rishba. Machu Bukulu Bukal. And there are more examples. No, this is my cousin. This is my nephew.
Wow.
This is Yehuda.
If I would have had an uncle like this when I was your age, maybe I'd have learned today a little bit.
Yeah. So the bay Papa Barabai Rishba Mochu Bukulu Bukale. Another example, what did he do? He was also a hunter. He bay Papa Mochu Bukulu, the kidney.
Right, also the Kamid Rav Abba.
Also Kamid Rav Abba. Amulei, how dare you? V'chi l'choysev al treva sheyesh. Ein l'chol ma'ashe marna chachamim. V'hoko chazin du kameis. We see that it dies.
So therefore, baby's made it.
Bodri lo sama chaya. Now this is an incredible Gemara. In the word bodri means the spread. If you give it medicine, it will heal. Ah, so the Gemara here is telling us an incredible chiddush on Nogei Treifas. Mamsha Yisoy. Just because an animal is a treifa, if there's a refuah.
Oh, it's a vensach. The vensach, if it's a treifa of Moshe from Halacha Moshe Messina, there's nothing to talk about.
Because those are a treifa that can never be healed. Are things that are fatal no matter
but
what. But the kidney, damage to the kidney, and damage, the moche, if you give it medicine, that could heal it.
So the Mishnah,
What is Shev Shmeitzer? Okay, the more did not tell the Shev Shmeitzer. Only gave us just said that was before the more discussed the more discussed the more we had they're telling Chef Schmeitzer. The more wants to add in addition to Chef Schmeitzer, the Gemara wanted another two. Okay, that's how I learned from the Gemara. The Gemara said they are Chef Schmeitzer. There's another two. Those two we're not going to add them also because those two are not really trevis because they can be healed. Anything you can heal them is not trevis. Vita. The Elu Kishera is Babehema. The following Kishera is him and Nikva Garris. Now the all things are not trevis. Nick, why don't we discuss the beginning? Why didn't we begin the Mishnah, the positive? Someone said to the Rebbe, I have a very poor story. He came to complain to the Rebbe, every night I have to sign sheets. My son did not go on the internet. My son did not do this, did not do this. Why don't I sign sheets? My son did this, he did this, he did it. He looked at the Gedolim pictures, he said, Kriya Shema, he was good. So the Rebbe said, in the Torah, there are 365 Lois assays and 248 assays. There are more lois assays than assays. The male, you have to focus on the lois assays, what not to before you do the assays.
Don't forget
here
too.
The first paragraph deals with a treifa, and then we deal with what's good.
Don't forget Seva Krishma.
Okay.
Daven
ready. I was going to daven again.
Me too.
You saved me. Look at that. You saved me. Yeah. I should have done. I didn't want to daven the first time.
You daven the first time anyway. All right. Try again.
It's daydreaming.
It's
daydreaming. You see, you should have told me. Thank you for coming. Sorry.
You should have asked.
It's all good.
It's good. good today. Good to see Dr. Shiva.
Good food. Shabbat.